Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Did I Get Anyway? The talk show.
Well, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as Etiquette Lady Donna Paige.
Right.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Today is Sunday, December 5th, 2010, and we are broadcasting live from Crisp, Atlanta, Georgia. And during this evening show, we will discuss shopping etiquette. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
Good evening. My name is Denise Harding. I am the HR Lady.
How you doing, Denise?
Doing great. Trying to keep warm.
I was going to ask you if you were keeping warm. It's a little interesting, huh? I think winter is upon us.
Yes, it is. All week long, 40-something degrees.
I know, right? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Last week at this time, what was it, about 65 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess it's our turn for the cold weather. So it's a couple weeks before Christmas, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, of course, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway, as we do each week, we know that we have new listeners that are joining us each week. And we'd like to just real quickly take a moment to talk about the background, a little background in history of what etiquette is. And etiquette is just a set of rules of behavior. Using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And that's one of the main reasons we do this show. It's so that the world will be a more polite place to live. Well, the word etiquette itself comes from a French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So etiquette is a fancy word for manners. And if you don't necessarily recall the background history, just remember to mind your manners and be polite. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys, before we get into our topic, let me give you our contact information. It's area code 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295, or you can shoot us an email, as many of you have already done. The email address is etiquetteladies@gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies@gmail.com. Well, Denise, you know, last week, we weren't on last week. It was the holiday weekend. 2 weeks ago, the last time we were on, we talked about travel etiquette. Remember that?
Yes, we did.
And we had just a lot of information and a lot of feedback from that show, and we were talking about body scans versus the pat-downs and things of that nature. And it seems to overall have went pretty well. At some of the airports around the country, they had some people that were picketing. But, you know, overall it seemed to have gone real well, as the news had reported. But also there was one email that we received that we did not have an opportunity to read. And I just want to do that real quick before we get into our shopping segment. It says, just like an infectious disease, some people bring to the airport all the confusion, their own lives. My suggestion is don't get involved with their dilemma. Stay focused on what you need to do next. When I traveled to College Park in July, I got caught up momentarily with a woman's problem. When I got in line, she was loud talking about how wrong the airline was to her. She said that she was only a minute late, she was not allowed to make her scheduled flight. I stood there listening to her with empathy. I got caught up in the moment with her. I mentally checked myself as I looked at my watch. I thought, oh, my goodness. Instead of being ahead of time, I was running to my next point of destination, hoping not to miss my flight. And this comes, it says, faithfully, Gwendolyn. So, Gwendolyn, thank you for sending us that email last week, and I certainly wanted to address that. This is a great email. And so we have to make sure, as you had noted, that we don't want to get caught up, you know, in other people's issues, especially when we may be pressed, you know, for time, and we're trying to make sure that we stay punctual. So thank you so much for sending that. Well, of course, this evening, 'tis the season to shop. And I think this is one of your favorite topics, huh, Denise?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Although I don't do it as much anymore, but I do like to talk about it because I'm in the limelight during this time of year, and especially in the spring with, you know, my other job. But I love this time of year when everybody's out and about, and especially if it's going great and everybody's in a great mood.
Right, yeah. And shopping till you drop. That's generally the season here. And, of course, we know that this is the busiest time of the year for retailers and shoppers as well.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we're going to do this evening is kind of compare customer service versus customer no service. And the customer no service, that term comes from Clark Howard, in case you guys listen to him. And he his show is syndicated all over the country. So Clark usually has really good information, and he talks about how to save money and deals and things of that nature. But that term kind of comes from him, customer no service, and that's just basically what it says, no service or poor service or lack thereof. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Interested in finding out from you guys out there what kind of customer service do you receive or have you been receiving, and want to certainly, you know, talk about that. And, of course, this show, we want to make sure that we can talk about ways to ensure a polite and safe shopping season. And Officer Barnes should be calling it at some point during this show to kind of give us some additional tips. So you guys out there, have you started your holiday shopping? Have you finished already? Because I know some of you start early and, you know, very organized, and that's great. So if you finish, you know, let us know. And listen, did you venture out on Black Friday? And I know some of you out there are saying, Black Friday? What is Black Friday? Well, I am glad you asked, because once again, we want to make sure that our show is informative. So I'm going to just kind of give you some information, a little background about Black Friday. Black Friday is the Friday after Thanksgiving in the United States, which is the beginning of the traditional Christmas shopping season. The term dates back to at least 1966, although its usage was primarily on the East Coast. The term has become more common in other parts of the country since 2000. Now, because Thanksgiving falls on the fourth Thursday in November in the United States, Black Friday occurs between the 23rd and the 29th of November. Now, Black Friday is not an official holiday, but many employees have the day off, with the exceptions of those employed in retailing and banking, which increases the number of potential shoppers. Retailers often decorate for the Christmas and holiday season weeks beforehand. And, of course, Denise, I don't know if you noticed, but I believe they had, a lot of the retailers had already decorated, had their Christmas decorations up before Halloween.
Yes, that's always. Oh, yeah, that's always. I've been in retail for over 20 years, and typically before way before we get into the Christmas season, like in recently in one of the stores, Halloween was up, but Christmas was being put up at the same time. And part of that has to do with changing and making room and fitting that merchandise in otherwise where other merchandise would be. So it is very time consuming, as well as it gets everybody in the mood for the holiday and hopefully for them to come out and shop early. So the sales are, you know, get started early. But, yes, that is true.
Wow. And, of course, mentioning early, you guys were talking about Black Friday, in case you're just joining us. Many retailers open extremely early, with most of the retailers typically opening at 5 a.m. or even earlier. And I think I heard some 3 a.m. opening times this year,
yes.
If I'm not
yes.
mistaken.
That is true. Kohl's was open at 3 a.m.
Wow.
And Old Navy was open on Thanksgiving Day. They opened up later. Toys R Us opened at 10 p.m. A couple of the outlet malls opened around 11 or 12 Thanksgiving night as well. Isn't that something?
Everybody was racing trying to be the first so that you could come to their store first. And, of course, some of the larger retailers, and it depends on, you know, the location, have reported to open as early as midnight on the start of Black Friday. In localized areas and remain open for 24 hours throughout the day until midnight the following Saturday. Now, upon opening, retailers offer doorbuster deals and loss leaders to draw people to their stores. Although Black Friday, as the first shopping day after Thanksgiving, has served as the unofficial beginning of the Christmas season, at least since the start of the modern-day Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in 1924, but the term Black Friday has been traced back only to the late 60s. And this particular term originated in Philadelphia in reference to the heavy traffic on that day. More recently, merchants and the media have used it instead to refer to the beginning of the period in which retailers go from being in the red, such as posting a loss on their books, to being in the black, and that means turning profit. So that's where the term Black Friday comes from. And I know every time we do this show, a lot of people always, they ask, they're like, Black Friday, what is that, and why do they call it Black Friday? So that is exactly, so that's why. So they're looking at certainly, you know, being able to post and hoping to post and turn a profit. So that's what that is, you guys. Now, talking about Black Friday, there are some other, when I was doing a little more research for this, there were some interesting activities, and I'm sure you guys heard from whatever state that you're living in. I know you heard several stories and incidents of things that happened on Black Friday. And we're going to talk about a few of those, and then we need to talk about some security measures, okay? And callers, we are going to get right to you. Thank you for holding. Here's one. I just went through and saw a few different ones. I mean, and just it's like, you know, you can pretty much close your eyes and pick one. And there was one that said a headliner, it said, how many guns did you see on Black Friday? And one says, these headlines, a Wisconsin woman threatened to shoot a line jumper at a Toys R Us. She was packing, but police still hauled her away for disorderly conduct. A man in Florida did carry a guy with him to go shopping, as well as two knives, a gun, and a pepper grenade. That came out of the Miami Herald. A Target in Buffalo, New York, went from control to a mob in a few minutes. And, of course, people got trampled. We hear about that every year. I mean, just incredible. In New Boston, Ohio, on Black Friday, the crowds tend to be large. And, of course, the tempers are short Two shoppers were arrested Friday morning as they waited in line for deals at the Walmart in New Boston, which is located in Scioto County. Things got heated, a little pushing and shoving, and the next thing the shoppers knew, they were being fingerprinted at the police station instead of grabbing great deals. Now, is it really worth it?
Mm.
No.
Mm.
You know, it's just basically having to learn to, you know, control yourself. Unbelievable. The two shoppers, both men, were charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest.
Wow.
Okay, and it just, it goes on and on and on and on and on. Just absolutely incredible. I'm going to go to, let's see, I'm going to pause here for a minute and go to our phone, extension 8418. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. This sounds like this may be our security expert.
Yes, I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Absolutely. Great. Well, welcome, welcome. We are so glad to have you back this year. I know you gave us some wonderful tips on last year. And what I want to do, I'm going to read this quick story, and I'm going to have certainly get your opinion on this and talk about ways that we can help avoid having this happen to us. But this story, it's regarding security. This came from the Denver Post, and it says, holiday shopper carjacked in his Lakewood driveway. So you guys, sit back and listen to this. Armed teenagers followed a Lakewood man in a car packed with birthday and Christmas presents on Black Friday, then robbed him at gunpoint. The victim, 30-year-old Shane Horn, and police hope the incident will serve as a reminder that shoppers should take precautions, especially during the busy holiday season. Look around, Horn said. If you think you're being followed, you're being followed. I learned the hard way, he said. Horn, a married father of four boys, went out late Thanksgiving night to take advantage of doorbuster sales. In addition to getting a start on Christmas shopping, Horn bought birthday presents for his six-year-old twins whose birthday fell on Black Friday and for his wife who celebrates a December birthday. After shopping at a toy store on South Watt Boulevard and a big retailer, he drove home about 2 a.m. I noticed them, Horn recalled. I even said out loud, this car is really following my butt, he said. Horn pulled into his driveway, and the vehicle that was following him, a dark-colored SUV, pulled up. I knew this wasn't going to be good, Horn said. I yelled at them they needed to leave right away. Instead, two teens approached, saying they were new to the neighborhood and needed directions. Suddenly, one pulled a shotgun and the other a handgun, Horn said. Horn said the armed pair threatened him, give us everything in your pockets or we're going to kill you. After handing over his wallet, car keys, and cell phone, Horn feared for his family. He didn't want the armed pair going into his home, and they didn't. They did, however, steal his car, packed with over $1,000 in gifts, including electronic items. They drove off laughing, Horn said. I remember seeing a big smile on their faces. From his home, he called 911, and the police arrived quickly. He texted his stolen cell phone, asking the robbers to return it because he had photos of his children on it. The robbers returned the text message. Now, check this out. Telling Horn he could buy the phone back for
$300. Oh, wow.
One robber called Horn and threatened him. And it goes on to say they called twice. They had, you know, a 10-minute conversation on and on. And then several items from another carjacking that occurred in Denver was recovered in that same car. And, of course, the police approached the car, found a juvenile in the front passenger seat with a black shotgun on the floor. The 15-year-old was taken into custody without incident. Now, And the police officer just goes on to say, shoppers should be aware of their surroundings and on alert during the holiday season when robbers try to take advantage of opportunistic moments. If a driver thinks he's being followed home, he should pull past the house, drive to a well-lit public place, and call on the cell phone. And I know, and this goes on and on, you guys. In case you're just joining us, I was just reading from the Denver Post regarding one of the Black Friday major incidents where a shopper was robbed, followed to his home, and he was robbed. So with having Lonnie on, you still there, Lonnie?
Yes, I am.
Please give me your take on this article. And I didn't even read the whole article. It's just it's so long. But I think I pretty much read the gist of it. Give me your take on that and how we can, you know, avoid finding ourselves in that situation.
Well, first and foremost, you have to trust your feelings. If something doesn't feel right, 9 times out of 10, it is. It sounds as if when you were reading this, it sounds as if the young man, he felt that something wasn't quite right. He knew these guys were following. He should immediately, and I know it said in the polls, I think, the law enforcement there say drive to a lit area and use your cell phone. My advice is drive to the closest police station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I would advise. Drive to the closest police station. Now, if these are the tactics that are used or the bad guys using right now, you can't, there's nothing that you can actually do to avoid if someone is watching you go to and from your car and they're going to follow you, other than just use good common sense. And the last place you want to do is go to your home. But when you're in the parking lot, just make sure you park where there's a lot of light and you're not the only car, too. That helps the bad guy target you. If you're the only car sitting in the lot, and I know sometimes we don't want our cars scratched up, so we try to park as far away from people as possible. But in a situation like that, you don't want to be parked alone. Okay? Other things that you can do actually in the parking lot, if you don't feel safe, there should be security. Most malls have security now. If you don't feel safe, ask for an escort to your vehicle. You know, keep your car locked all the time. That's a plus. And, of course, when you're walking through the parking lot, be aware of all your surroundings. Also, walk with authority. Don't look like a target. You ever see folks who just kind of stroll around like they're lost? Well, you don't want to give the appearance of being a target. And always have your keys in your hand. Not only are you ready to open the door, but you can also use those keys as a weapon. I don't know if you were aware of that. But again, in that same vein as what you read out of the Denver Post, just if everyone could just remember just to trust their feelings. You know, you have that inner self that's talking to you that says, you know what, I really don't think I ought to be here. Or I really don't think I ought to pull in my driveway. Or I really think this car is following me. I've looked back here at the same car. So, of course, you're not going to pull into your driveway. So you
And that's what he did. He actually took them right to his home, which was real interesting in reading that.
Yeah, see, all that could have been avoided.
Wow. So you say drive to the nearest police station. That's a great idea, and oftentimes we don't hear that. And some of you out there may be thinking, well, how am I supposed to know where it is? Well, most of us have GPS systems, and you can actually pull it up on your GPS system, and it will route you to the nearest police station to where you're located at the time. So that is great information. And if you can hang on with us, we certainly want to talk a little more about keeping you safe as you shop during the holiday seasons. We'll be right back.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition to the book, What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include how to master the art of networking, business over lunch, and how to impress your interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, at gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies at gmail.com.
Okay, you guys, if you're just joining us, we are talking about shopping etiquette. We have a security specialist on with us right now, Lonnie, who's calling out of Detroit, Michigan, and he's been giving us some tips on when we go shopping. We're going to go ahead and bring on another caller, extension 4487. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway. Hello. Hello. Okay, perhaps they're just calling to listen in. Okay, Lonnie, do you have any other tips that you would like to share? Maybe as customers or shoppers are shopping inside the mall and they're carrying all these bags, should they go into them? A lot of people go to the mall so they can take advantage of all the different stores that are in the area. Would you suggest that they do all their shopping, then take all their packages to the mall, to their car, or what do you think?
Well, first and foremost, you don't want to bog yourself down. So as you shop your different stores, you know, just take the opportunity to walk back to your car and secure those packages in your trunks, into your trunk. You never want to have your hands full or your vision obstructed while you're on your way through the parking lot to your car. Also, which is an excellent idea, as you move around the mall, move your vehicle. In other words, put your packages in your trunk, start your car up, and move to another location in the mall. If you're shopping on another side or another store, which is a little distance from the one that you're currently shopping in, get in your car and drive there. That'll cut down on you transport all those packages at one time. Once again, you make yourself a target.
If I can interrupt you just for a second, what about if it's snowing really hard and the weather's really bad and we only want to go out to the car one time after we've bought everything? What about that?
You make yourself a target if you obstruct your vision. Once again, sometimes we have to throw away convenience. If we're going to be out there shopping, you have to keep in mind, you always have to be mindful that if you're shopping, guess what? The bad guy, this is his time of year, too. He's shopping as well. He's the taking mood instead of the giving. So when we're in the holiday season, the bad guy, he doesn't care about giving. He is looking to take whatever he can. So you have to always be cognizant of your surroundings, and you must ensure that you're not bogging yourself down or obstructing your vision.
Lonnie, if I understand correctly, I think you're saying it's better to get cold and wet than to get mud. How about that?
Absolutely. You can always dry off.
Okay.
It'd be kind of rough trying to replace everything that you lose to include your identity.
Okay, Denise, I think you're going to
ask the
question.
Hi, Lonnie, how are you? I was thinking also that you're saying to do these things, but you're talking about in the daytime as well as at night. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, a lot of folks like to shop really late because the mall is less crowded, and a lot of folks like to avoid that weekend rush. not a bad idea because the bad guy knows there's more activity on the weekend too. But you really have to be on top of your game if you're shopping late during the week, because now you make yourself a little bit more of a target as well. You may not have that many predators out there, but only takes one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have to inconvenience yourself, do so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Denise, you want to go ahead? I know you pulled some emails, and if you want to go ahead and address some of those. You guys, we're going to try to address as many as we can. And go ahead, Denise.
On this one is about making a complaint or a compliment. It says, "Dear Etiquette Lady and HR Lady, please tell me how to go about making a complaint or a compliment when I get bad service or even good service. I want the company to know if my experience is bad, or also when I am having a good experience. By the way, I love your show. I hope one day that I will be able to call in. This is Donald Hilson from Omaha, Nebraska."
Donald, thank you for that email. Denise, I'm going to let you take part of that. That's in your specialty area about, giving feedback, I guess you will. And I just wanted to say that it's very important, too. I'm glad he mentioned that if you receive good service, then you want to also give feedback. Oftentimes, people only provide feedback if there was something wrong, but it's great. There are people that are providing good customer service, and they should be applauded as well. But go ahead, Denise, you take that one.
Actually, you're right, and there are different ways that different companies allow you to either call or go online or even write into them and mail. But most companies now have email addresses or an 800 number. One of the ways that you can also get that message to those employees who are either good or bad, giving good or bad service, is also to talk with the manager that's on duty in the location. And I know a lot of companies, like some of the ones I've worked for, do commendations to put in their file to show that they did give good service. So just make sure that either way, if you want to express, go ahead and do so. I think most companies are very receptive to any kind of feedback they can get so that they can improve, or, you know, even if they're doing a great job, they want to know that as well.
And again, thank you so much for that email. Denise, do you want to go ahead and go into another one?
Sure. "Dear Etiquette and HR Lady, thanks very much for your show, and I tell all of my mothers and dads I know to listen. It would be great to see both of you in person, and hopefully that's coming down the road. I started shopping early this year, but I leave a few items to get throughout December, so I still feel the spirit with crowds. I enjoy that shopping experience so much. I want to give a tip for the shopping listeners, and just what I said earlier, start early by planning how much to spend and on who, and also write down what you're going to buy for each person. Buying items throughout the year will also help you budget your money and perhaps save money, or not make you feel that you are spending too much during the holidays. Just wanted to leave that tip for you and your listeners, and I hope that all of you will have a very relaxed shopping experience during December. Thanks, Tanisha McGee from Perry, Georgia."
Tanisha, excellent email. Thank you so much for that, and those are some wonderful tips. We certainly do appreciate that. I have an email. This one just came in, and it just says, "Security expert, should we shop with cash, checks, or debit cards? Which is the preferred method to be safe?"
Well, first of all, you know, in this economy, it depends on exactly what you know, what your finances are. And but if at all possible, it's best to always shop with cash. I don't know if you ever heard of shadowing, where folks now are like, you lay your card, and a lot of us do it. If we use our credit card or a debit card to pay for a purchase, sometimes we just leave the card on the table. We do the same thing when we go to dinner. It's very, very easy to use, and everybody has a camera phone on their cell phone. Very, very easy to take a quick snap of that card. Now I possess your name and your card number. So if you can use cash, do so. If you cannot use cash, make sure you guard it, your credit card, at all times. Once a swipe, take it back, put it in, you know, put it up immediately in your pocket if possible. Always advise women to go shopping with a fanny pack and jeans if possible as well, because you don't want your purse dangling from your shoulder. You know, it creates a perfect setup for the purse snatcher. You know, I advise just keeping your purse, if you must carry it, keep it tucked away tightly under your arm, you know, or don't carry it at all. Take a fanny pack.
Wow, great information, great information.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure a lot of people, you know, try to determine which is best, you know, to use. But that's great. I have not heard of that term, shadowing, so that's great. I know they have mentioned I've heard Nate mention of a lot of these, say when you're going to purchase gas, sometimes there's some kind of device that may be inserted into the little swipe machine on the pumps.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of times I've heard them say it's best to go directly to the cashier and let them swipe it. But I'm like, okay, you have things like six in one hand and a half a dozen in the other, perhaps, depending on who you're dealing with, which you really don't know.
Well, there actually have been cases that device that you're talking, it actually reads the codes on your magnetic strip. And there have been some bad guys that talk store owners. I don't know if you have a lot of party stores there in Georgia, but we do here in Detroit. And they'll get in cahoots with the actual store owner, and they're capturing all your information on your card when you swipe off your magnetic strip. Something else to avoid, try not to use those ATM machines at the mod pa gas station or, you know, the ones that someone installs. They bring them out and you know, set them up in a grocery store or something like that. They can be compromised. So if you're going to use your ATM card to obtain cash, try to use a reputable bank or credit union or whatever.
Interesting.
So we're getting a... Can I hear one other thing real quick, because I know you guys are kind of pressed for time. Children, please keep your eye on your child. You know, there's nothing wrong with kids shopping. They have a great time, you know. Let them run around and have fun while they're doing that. But they still need to know the importance and understand the importance of staying close by their parents. And what we should do is teach our sons or daughters what to do when they get separated. And the best option, of course, is to tell them to look for either a security officer, police officer, or something as simple as the customer service desk. You know, they can put that overhead and make sure they marry up the parent with the child. But, you know, the best solution is just bring a babysitter, a friend, or an older child to help watch the youngest. So that's probably an option. But I don't know. I'm sure you have problems in Georgia, but we have problems up here all the time in the malls where the kids are getting separated from their parents.
Sure.
Yeah, we need to keep an eyeball on our children.
Yeah, great information. And you guys, if you can hold on, we'll be right back.
You deserve a break. Get out of that house. Do you have a loved one who is homebound? Why not let My Weekend Sitter help? Let us sit with your loved one. Mom, dad, husband, wife. Caring for a loved one can cause serious burnout. We will sit with him or her while you take that long overdue break and have some fun. Or just simply get out of that house. My Weekend Sitter offers
14-plus years hospice experience, Alzheimer's care experience, weekend sitter hours, Friday, Saturday availability, and Sunday until 5 p.m. For more information and to get on our schedule, email myweekendsitter@bellsouth.net. That's myweekendsitter@bellsouth.net. Or call Ms. Brian at 770-572-4200. That's 770-572-4200. We are here to serve you and your family. Assistance you can trust. License, background check clearance. Get out of that house. You deserve a break.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, at gmail.com. That's etiqueetteladies at gmail.com.
In case you guys are just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? We're talking about shopping etiquette. We're also talking about safety precautions when shopping. Tis the season to shop, and oftentimes we may get a little laxed during the excitement of the shopping season. And so our security expert Lonnie, calling out of Michigan, has been giving us some great information and some precautions that we can take to make sure that we keep ourselves safe and to make sure that this is a merry holiday season. Denise, I know you – well, let me see if I can pull another caller. Extension 964, hello. Hello, thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway. Hello. And you guys, remember, if you want to speak with us or offer a comment, then just simply press 1 during the time that you're on the line. Denise, go ahead, and I know you pulled several additional emails. Can you go ahead and read another one if you would. Thanks.
Sure, I will. This one just came in. It says, to the security expert, my friends tell me that I am too free with letting my purse stay open while shopping. What do you think? I always do this. What harm could it do? This comes from Joanna in Los Angeles.
What harm can it do? My wife, I had to get her out of that habit. She had a habit of every time she paid for an item, she'd take the change, like most women, just kind of stuff it in any pocket or crevice in that purse, which is a no-no. Once again, you make yourself a target. You have to, you know, folks have to be cognizant of their surroundings first and foremost. But if you got your purse open, it's kind of like a buffet, you know. You know, if I'm the bad guy, this is great. You know, I can just bump you and take whatever I can out your purse. You know, it's not a good idea. You know, we have to really be mindful of what we're doing. We need to stay calm. You know, once we haste makes waste. You know, as they say. And a lot of times we don't pay attention to what we're doing. But I can't, it's kind of odd that she is aware of her purse being open and not secured. So that was a little bit above my head. But my advice to her is try to secure her purse and make sure that she's not setting up a buffet for the bad guy.
I'm sure she thanks you for that.
Denise, who did you say who wrote
Joanna?
That?
Joanna in Los Angeles.
And she, okay, and she who was? Did she say her friend was trying to tell her not to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, she needs to listen to her friend.
Well, we're going to applaud her friend right now. Sometimes, yeah, we can be a little lackadaisical, but yeah, I like that, an open buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Denise. Okay, Denise. You guys, thank you for your patience. We're certainly going to try to address all of your emails. Go ahead, Denise.
this email is a little bit different. It says, "Dear ladies, in my office every year at Christmas, our boss likes to help out a needy family. Some of the employees are not able to participate this year because they are not able to give financially. What should they do, and how can we let him know that it is really tough for many of us this year?" This
That's
comes
great.
From, okay, so what would you do in that case?
It's just letting them know that you can't, I mean, it's not in your budget.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people think that you have to spend a lot of money, you know, to purchase these gifts, and that's just not the case. You really don't have to do that. You want to stick to a budget. You could even make something for someone, or, you
mm-hmm.
know,
make
dinner for someone.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. So don't, you know, the last thing we want to do is get really stressed out over the holidays and trying to overextend ourselves, knowing that it's really not in the budget, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to overextend ourselves to keep up with the Joneses, if you will. So, you know, and I think most people do understand that it really doesn't take a lot, or you should not have to put that kind of pressure on yourself to have to spend X amount of dollars on someone. And, you know, just telling someone you appreciate them, thank you, give them a card, you know, write them a nice little letter or something like that. And as a matter of fact, I know we're talking a lot about security, which is so important. Also, I'm just going to read, it's a little short article that I wrote a few years ago, and I titled this, "Holidays Are No Excuse to Be Rude. Pack your patience and manners before heading out to do your holiday shopping. The stress from the holidays can sometimes turn you into a rude Grinch if you allow it, especially when it comes to shopping. The holiday season should be a joyful time to celebrate with friends and loved ones, but one thing that can put you on edge is waiting until the last minute to get started. And consider these tips to help your holiday season be less stressful and more joyous." Okay, listen to these guys. "Stick to your budget. Try to spend money you already have on hand. Do not overextend yourself with credit card purchases that will depress or sadden you next month. While everyone else is celebrating the new year, you may not feel so happy when those post-holiday bills come rolling in. Prepare a list in advance. Make a list of what you want to purchase and for whom you want to shop. Be sure to include sizes and colors. Request gift receipts so that exchanges are convenient to make if needed. Try to shop," and Lonnie had said this to us, "during the least busy time, which is usually during the earlier part of the week in the daytime. If that isn't possible, take an extra bag of patience and courtesy for shopping in the evening and especially on weekends. Gifts are gift cards. Are you wondering whether or not to shop for an actual gift or to give a gift card? That strictly depends on you, the giver. Giving gift cards can sometimes be impersonal. However, if you know recipients who may be challenging to shop for, a gift card will allow them to choose for themselves. Be courteous," and of course, that's the name of our show, What is Etiquette Anyway? "Remember to be courteous, patient, and careful when shopping. Be patient with other customers and the customer service representatives. After all, this is the most challenging time of the year for customer service reps, especially when stores are not staffed adequately. Don't forget your options to shop by catalog or online. During this season of gift giving, do not feel obligated," and this is to the person who just sent that email, Denise,
mm-hmm.
"do not feel
mm-hmm.
obligated or pressured to purchase expensive gifts or to give gifts at all if you truly cannot afford it. Give a gift of a smile, a thank you, a compliment, a kind word, or perform a good deed. After all, the nicer you are to your fellow man, the more you will contribute to the true reason for the season." And if you guys can keep that in mind, we're going to go ahead and bring on another caller, extension 1337. Thanks for calling. What is Etiquette Anyway? Hello.
Hey, good Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
hi dear.
Paula.
Thanks
this
for
is
calling.
Jasmine Springer.
Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. And you're calling from?
Minneapolis.
Oh, my goodness. How much snow do you guys have up there?
You know, I don't know. I think we probably have about 6 or 7 inches.
Oh, that's not bad, huh?
No, not too bad.
Okay.
Sure.
It could
well,
be worse. We could have like 20-something.
And I forgot to ask our security expert from Detroit. You guys have snow up there?
We have no snow. We have some snow flurries, and that's about it. It's great. Those folks over in Minnesota keep it off.
I don't know. Hopefully we won't get any more snow. This will just stay on the ground. We won't have it falling this week.
Wow. Well, you guys can have all of that. Listen, Jasmine, we're talking about shopping, and I think you sound like a person who likes to shop.
I'm a shopper.
How do you shop during this time of the year?
You know, I used to be a big store shopper, but this year I must admit that I have fallen in love with all of the various online supposedly designer discount shopping. So I did a lot of Cyber Monday shopping, like on Rue La La and Hot Look. And so and then I went to a couple sample sales for like a jewelry line that I liked this past week and got a lot of my gifts out of the way. So I'm basically done for a couple specific gifts that I have to get, and those are like books that people have told me they wanted.
Wonderful. Great. I'm glad you mentioned that because online shopping is another option, but you guys want to make sure that you're safe when you are shopping online, and, of course, you want to look for signs that the business, first of all, is legitimate. That is really, really important, and you want to look for the third-party seals of approval as well. You know how when you see the Better Business Bureau or the trustee, which is certified privacy. So, and I'm sure our expert would certainly agree with that about taking precautions on as far as online shopping. And of course, if you see the seals, they also say for you to click on that seal to make sure that it links to the organization that's actually identifying that. So that's great. So we have to be safe, I tell you. Gosh,
and, you know, Donna, there's two things that I learned last week in my online shopping. The one is, you know, if a site has to pay by, that you can pay by PayPal, that's actually really good because it's going through a second party and no one is getting your account information because it's going via PayPal. And then secondly, if you look in the web address bar, if it doesn't have an S, I think it changes to HTTPS to indicate
that's
that you're on a secure
site.
Yeah,
that's correct. Okay. Great information. Certainly applaud you. And I know there are a lot of people who just don't want to get caught up in going to the malls. And, of course, the online is certainly a viable option. And it can be done if it's done, you know, safely. And Jasmine, I believe Jasmine, and we tell you guys each week that if you have a topic that you would like for us to cover, certainly let us know. And Jasmine let us know that she wanted to talk about dating etiquette, right, Jasmine?
That's correct.
And so we plan to do that. It's been a little while since she made that suggestion, but we're certainly going to talk about dating etiquette on next week. And so those of you who are dating or wanting to date, you want to tune in to that show. And those of you that are looking for someone to date, well, call us next week. We may turn it into a dating etiquette matchmaking show. How about that, Jasmine?
Sounds like fun.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling. And Denise, I believe, do you have... we might be able to fit in perhaps one more email.
Okay, this one is on in the parking lot and people who are trying to park. It says, "Dear lady, I am an avid shopper who likes finding deals, and apparently there are many others out there who have the same passion. I always shop starting on Thanksgiving, overnight, and into the morning, the day after. I think shopping starts in the parking lot. And as far as being nice and being mannerable, I feel that if a person is waiting for a parking space, that the people behind should wait until that person is able to park. And also that others who see that that person is waiting for that parking space should not drive real fast to get into that space and take it from the other person who has been patiently waiting. Just wanted to say that. Thanks. This is Janelle Ryan, Beaufort, South Carolina.
Wow, that's great, Janelle. And that is something to think about. And I remember... I don't have the patience when I'm driving around the parking lot to shop. I'll never forget, it was the year I moved to Atlanta. It was the day after Thanksgiving, which was Black Friday, and my roommate and I were going to go to the mall, and we're going to actually meet there. We're coming from different places. And I drove around and drove around. Well, I saw her. She had gotten a parking spot, and she was standing in the front entrance. And I kept driving around. I said, oh, no, I do not have the patience for this. After doing that about three or four times, I went back and got on the interstate and went back home. I had no patience for that. So, yes, you guys, please, if you see people that are waiting and it's good to turn your turn signal on, please be respectful of knowing that that person is wanting to take that parking spot. That is very, very important.
Now it's time for... Random Acts of Kindness.
Okay, each week we always remind you to initiate a random act of kindness. I have one that says, Dear Etiquette Ladies, several months ago, national news stated that teenagers are the most selfish and rude group nowadays. Because we are spoiled. I beg to differ because three of my friends and I perform acts of kindness every month. We go out to seniors' homes to help them with daily tasks. I am 16 years old, and my friends are 16 and 17. We've been doing these acts of kindness after listening to your show. Thanks for all you do. Melissa Etheridge, Lawrenceville, Georgia. My friends' names are Kathy Maxwell, Dorothy King, and Rodney Casey. Wow. Well, I certainly do applaud all of you teenagers. That is absolutely excellent. And I do recall, I don't know if you guys recall, but I do recall seeing that article about how teenagers are very lackadaisical and they're very rude and very selfish. Because I think we may have talked about that a bit, Denise, when that
actually came out. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So certainly, I am so glad, Melissa, that you shared that with us, and thank you so much. And you guys keep up the good work of what you're doing, and I am so glad to see that you have certainly proved them wrong. I want to say thank you to all of our callers that came in. I want to say certainly thank you, big thank you to Lonnie, our security expert. We try to keep it very realistic on our show, even though shopping is exciting. We also have to make sure that we're conscious that we remain safe so that we can celebrate the holidays. Thanks again, you guys, for supporting our show. Thank you to our new listeners, our listeners that listen to us every week. Those joining us for the first time, I'd like to say welcome to the What is Etiquette Anyway family. We are so glad that you're part of our family. Also, remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have an etiquette topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, we will certainly be more than happy to receive that suggestion from you. Please continue to tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, even if it's only one person at a time. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And once again, be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Take care. We'll talk again next week where we'll be talking about dating etiquette. Well, take care, good night, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we'll discuss another exciting topic.